Fred Film Radio, International Film Festival, Rotterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2020 International Film Festival, Rotterdam. I am very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Maria Clara Escobar. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're presenting the film Destero at this festival. Well, I had the pleasure of watching it. I thought it was a fantastic film. There's a lot in it that I want to talk about. Over the course of these next 10 minutes or so, we will be trying to do that. But first, possibly, hopefully, the most annoying question of the interview. For the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with the film, would you like to maybe say a few words to introduce the story or just an introduction to the movie?
So, I found it very hard to make it short, but I believe there's two ways of presenting it. First, I believe it's a film about certain medium class in Brazil, and also a movie that is searching on how to portray a woman in movement. And so the film follows a couple and the disappearing of this woman.
Would it be fair that it's also an examination or a reflection on what family means nowadays?
Totally, yes. I believe in all my works I'm surrounding this and trying to understand this mystery, because it's family, it's social construction, but also we have mysterious feelings and feel love to our family. So I believe it's a very mysterious thing.
Do you think you have a personal connection or a personal reason to be interested in this theme?
Yes, I believe so, because is this, I mean, cinema is also this, right? It's something concrete and material, but at the same time we have feelings and sentiments that you don't ever know how to say it. So it is how to say, gray place in between material concepts and mysterious feelings. I believe the family occupies this too as cinema.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, at the center of this movie, I suppose we could say that it's quite a modern family. I suppose the main thing is that the couple is not married. And in many places, this is still frowned upon, right?
Yes, the film is also, I mean, in the same way of that I'm saying, like, this gray part in between material and concrete or realistic things we live and how we feel. There's also, I think, the marriage, not marriage thing. It's something that after, for him, will be a problem, a bureaucratic problem in the world. So I don't believe they were thinking about that.
No, of course not. Actually, when people ask me what I'm afraid of the most in life, is I say the death of the people I love and bureaucracy. And this movie is about my two fears. This is really true, because like society is built around things and we don't think about it. We may even think them old-fashioned. But then we are confronted with these things, and we're like, we can't escape it. Is that true? It's very hard to get away from some of these structures.
Yeah, I think so. But I also believe that the things that are there and are here, and we know it. And actually, we also know that we're all gonna die, and we have to face the loss, and we have to think about our postures, and we know that how we are being with our partners, our colleagues. It's also political, so I believe the film is also in me. I believe, I know that we're also questioning this. Like, I know we are afraid of things, but maybe we should talk about these things, and we won't miss the fear. But maybe it's more mature the way that we can deal with the problems that will happen, and also the bureaucracy and I don't know.
It's
maybe
very hard.
Or maybe deconstruct that and say, this is really not working anymore, so let's do other kind of bureaucracy or other grammars or other kind of movies or other kind of families.
I'm going to take you up on that offer. I just remembered that one of the things that the lead couple talk about in one of their very, very odd encounters as they're probably eating breakfast or lunch, or I don't remember what meal exactly. They discuss the apocalypse of some sorts and whether they would like to see it or not. Would you like to see the world end?
as you might know, I'm all my characters in some points and not them in some points. Yeah. So maybe I would go with the idea of Laura, that if I knew the world was going to end, I would like to see it. No, yeah. But I would have to agree with Israel that it's a romantic thing. I don't know what I was feeling,
yeah.
But I'm taking the romantic answer.
Right. It is a pretty... Yeah, sure. I think I would prefer... if an apocalypse came. But anyway, let's not go down that road. There's plenty to talk about. And one of the things that I wanted to discuss is that this, correct me if I'm wrong, is your first feature full-length movie, a first feature fiction film, right?
Yes, I had a documentary. It's also a feature, but it's the first fiction feature, yes.
How much do you think your background in documentary influenced this movie? I'm particularly thinking of the third part, where you seem to break the fabric or structure of usual fiction narrative and do something else and try something else, as some of the marginal characters, if we can call them that, look right into the camera and tell stories.
Yeah, and actually my work in cinema starts writing scripts, and then I went to this documentary, and now I believe that this tarot is a mix of all these experiences, because it's something we had very planned already, scenes and how we were going to shoot, but at the same way, what I tried to make was to create a intimacy and grammar with my team, so we could change our minds and see things happen with the actors and change the way we're going to film, oh, which really? Is very documentary thing, that you're being aware of what you're seeing, you plan something, but maybe you can change something. But in the monologues of them, the women in the bus, of course, I wanted to do a documentary of the fiction that we're inventing.
So that leads me to think and especially in the first part, there's a lot of kind of lengthy dialogue scenes. How do you work with the actors to achieve a level of intimacy that is at once detached, because sometimes it does seem like that the woman and the man live on two different planets and they struggle to communicate with each other?
Yes, actually in this part I was very strict to the words. I wanted to say the words, but this is something that they could do as actors by themselves, right? They didn't need me. So
you have to know the rhythm, the pauses, you know, that's something that did you tell them when to take those, or did they somehow know?
No, it was we rehearsed a lot, and actually I called a choreographer to work with them, to work limitations in their bodies, to understand where they are used to go, when how they react. We spend a few months doing this kind of work and understanding, oh, Otto, when he's upset, he does something and I want him not to do this. So let's try this scene, rehearse the scene when you don't move your arms. With Carla, we have some images also, like, let's try do this. You talk this with your hand. With your leg beside your hand, and they would do some exercises to get tired, because I believe they're very tired, exhausted. This maybe is the connection,
yeah.
The non-connection, but connection. Mm-hmm. So it was a mix of that, and I always want them to say the words with a dot, a final dot.
Like, oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And the phrases that you're speaking.
For much of those scenes, Israel's back is turned towards the camera. That's when I really saw that a lot of that, and a lot of the film also talks about communication. You mentioned this earlier a little bit, that we struggle to talk about certain things. But do you think that nowadays, it almost sounds like a paradox, seen as we seem to be more connected in a digital age, but do you think that it is getting more difficult to communicate truthfully and honestly with each other?
Yes, I believe we're maybe living in a moment that we talk a lot, but sometimes circulating the conflicts, like it's avoiding the conflict. We have afraid that saying something hurtful will be an end. And I believe I don't believe it's new. It's something that we've been doing and our parents have been doing. But, and maybe, I don't know, I love digital era. We have a lot of good things. Yeah. But I don't know if it's about digital. It's we're being more and more individuals, right? Our world is very capitalist and neoliberal. So. And I believe that the most alone you get, more like a bit afraid of being other people, it gets.
I would love to ask you more questions, especially about this theme of communication, but our time is up. But thank you very much for joining us. It was a real great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. I remind our listeners that your film is called Destero, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.